Yes, that's called siding.
Siding. Ever heard weatherboard?
Yeah, weatherboard and siding about the same thing, just different name.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Weatherboard, siding.
Well, say on the edge of the roof of a house, these things that the rainwater runs down into and they carry the rainwater off?
Got it.
Yes, sir. Does this house have it?
No, it didn't.
As far as you know, were those gutters on houses usually, were they built in or suspended from the...
No, they really are. They put on later, so long after the house was built. A lot of time they put on during the time the house was built.
Yes, sir. I see. Well, on a house that has different slopes of the roof, like maybe a place where two different slopes of the roof comes together, mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that place called anything in particular where the two slopes meet?
In the valley?
Yes, sir. Right. Right. Might have to put down a piece of tin there for prevent a leak.
That's right.
Do you know if people around here, maybe behind their houses, or maybe on a farm, might have a little small building where they might keep stove wood, or might keep yard tools or garden tools, that kind of thing? A place where you could store stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be called, a lot of people call them the live houses. Some of them call them tool shed. Just different thing like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned outhouse. Now, did people ever call the place out back where they had the toilet? Did they ever call it that?
Yeah, they call it outside toilet, call it outhouse.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up out in Macundy, did you, you said your father was a farmer, so you grew up on a farm. What were some of the buildings on a farm that people had around here?
Well, they had what we call a cotton house, and that's about all they have out. Field, cotton house, and where they, when they get picking cotton, that's where they store the cotton.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they had a barn for the corn, things of that kind.
Was there any other place where they could keep the corn besides the barn?
No, they always put it in the barn. Mm-hmm. They call that a crib.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So that a crib wasn't a separate building?
And that crib usually a separate building.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm.
That's a barn. Going out stalls for your cows and horses and whatnot.
I see. You were talking about picking cotton just a minute ago. Have you ever heard people around here use the expression chop cotton?
Used to.
Yes.
They don't know more.
What did that mean?
They get out their holes and chop the cotton out, chop all the grass out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't use something else, and they don't have any grass. And nobody pick up a hole getting the field now.
What kind of grass did you have trouble with?
Crab grass, Bermuda, mm-hmm. sometimes weeds, cut bugs.
Was chopping cotton the same thing as thinning it out?
Yes, same thing. Chop the grass out and then thin the cotton out.
Mm-hmm. I see. Talking about a granary, a place where you store your